Conley intercepts and dumps in a bouncing shot in on Al Smith. He holds it there for Brad Selwood, right wings to Tommy Earl. Ahead for Larry Plow at center. He spun around and dumped by Bill Butters. Here's a delayed penalty against the Saints. Abrahamson now centers it. Tommy, right wing corner, and we're going to have a penalty here. And now Earl and Butters and Plow. We got a fight breaking out here in the right wing corner. Earl's in there jamming the linesman in, trying to separate him. Brackenberry's in there with Earl, Plow, and Butters. Arbor grabbed by Tommy Abrahamson. Selwood and Jack Carlson are paired off. But Bill, Jack Ferreira and I talked about Bill Butters, a conspicuous absentee in period number one. But the first shift, he's out there drawing a minor penalty and throwing some punches at Larry Plow.
Larry Plow went after him, too. And that gives you some idea, if you're a regular follower of the Whalers.
Well, now Brackenberry and Selwood want to go, and here they go. Brackenberry and Selwood. Brackenberry gets two right hands. Selwood wrestling him now. 15 feet inside the line. Here's Butters sneaks the shot on Plow. Bill Butters sucker
punch
Larry Plow.
That's all. Here comes the bench.
We've got a wild brawl here now. Lee is in on Butters. McCartan picks up French. We've got a wild brawl here at the Civic Center. Both benches emptied. Al Smith involved. Players fighting everywhere inside the Saints zone. Everyone paired off for TU now in Carlson. Two players wrestling down there. It looks like Hank Slavin,
Bob. I'll tell you, that's one of the most ungentlemanly, sneaky, just plain rotten things I've ever seen. Butters came from behind, came up behind Plow, and cold-cocked him from behind. Smith and Garrett are at it. Hank Slavin has somebody down, Landon, and...
Hank Slavin's hurt, Bill. They're calling for the trainer. And now Gambucci and Hurley, who are wrestling at center, come up. And now it's Smith and Garrett fighting. Wild scene here at the Civic Center as players in sticks and gloves all over the ice. The irony of the situation is Selwood and Brackenberry, who started it all, are now kind of just hugging each other at center ice, dancing around. But you're right, Bill. The despicable act by Bill Butters, sucker-punching Larry Plow. And now, here we go. We still got Smith and Garrett involved, with Busnick and Ricky Lee, and Landon's out there with McCartan. And here we go again. It's
Smith and Garrett.
Piece of Garrett. But Garrett hasn't taken off his mask. And now Nick and Carlson come together. And now Nick wants Carlson. That's obvious.
This may be the main event. He was just holding off, holding two Saints, one in each hand. Oh, Carlson just cold-cocked Nick.
And Nick comes right back at him. Here they go for TU and Carlson. Look at them slugging each other.
And down here in the far right hand, Brackenberry and Selwood still having some comments, still taking some swings. It looks like Saturday night at Roseland in New York. Everybody's paired off. All the good guys in white and the other ones are in blue. And linesmen, now Frenchie and Hampson are going at it. Selwood and Brackenberry. Bob, you watch the left-hand boards. I'll watch the right, and we'll just kind of override each other. How about that?
Well, now Butters and Swain are going at it in front. Smith now flailing away at Garrett. Right hands by Al Smith on John Garrett. Carlson and Fatia were separated. Nick's face is bloody. We've got a wild scene here in Hartford. And the irony of it all, look at the two trainers, Joe Altot and Glenn Gostick, just calmly chirping at the line. Selwood and Brackenberry finally get rid of each other. We've got cups and sticks.
Nick is cut, and he's going right to the box after Carlson. He shrugs the linesman off, gets spun around, and now both linesmen are in front of Cavotillo. He's going into the visitor's box if he can get there, Bob.
Well, affable Bill Henderson, the Whalers' director of minor officials, must be counting his breath down there because he's got Carlson in there and an angry Fotillo and a cut Fotillo running at Mr. Carlson. But as we suspected, Glass Bell let this get out of hand. It all started, and now Butters and Swain, and Smith wants a piece of Butters. Look at Al Smith against Bill Butters.
He just rides him right out of the play, too.
Smitty
kills him. Smitty has really laid it on Butters, and Butters takes another right hand. Now O'Donnell is into it.
And Fotillo comes up on Butters, and now Brackenberry and Swain go at it. They go into the well at the Saint penalty bench. This just mayhem out in the ice. Fotillo racing it after Brackenberry. And now Carlson out of the penalty box. I've never seen a fight like this in 20 years.
Right into the players' bench and in the Saints players' bench. There is a battle like you wouldn't believe. Fotillo and Carlson are down on the floor on the players' bench, Bob. You've got to get up here to see it all.
Well, we hope to send soon cooler heads. And now fans throwing beer down there. I hope they don't get involved in that, because then it really will get nasty.
I don't know. Alan Glassbell better get out his pencil. He is going to have
his hands full, and there's still fights breaking out everywhere on the ice. I've never seen a scene like this, Bill, ever. I've seen many a nasty brawl, but never one as vicious and as long as this one.
And it all started when Bill Butters came up and suckered Larry Plough after the original battle, and I don't know. Now, Swain, they can't get him separated around the glass bell, is saying, okay, fellas, he's down here in the Minnesota bench trying to pull bodies apart. The fight continues. Harry Neal is standing back out of the way. Al Smith now. They keep changing partners. Smitty has had dancing lessons, Bob, here with Butters, with Garrett, and now he looks like he's going to go with Brackenberry.
Well, I think cooler heads have finally prevailed, at least we hope, as this thing is now getting to be a bit ridiculous.
Every player on both teams, Bob.
But, Bill, you know, you've seen bench-clearing brawls in which five or six players are involved and everyone else is paired off. But never have I seen a fight where there were 8, 9, 10 separate incidents going on at the same time.
Now it's Brackenberry and Smitty. They just will not quit. Busnick is down here with Selwood.
Well, luckily the fans haven't gotten involved as yet, and we hope they refrain from doing anything silly. And Fatio now wants a piece of Brackenberry. He tells him to get away from Smitty, and Smitty says, Nicky, I've got Brackenberry in hand. Don't worry about him. And now Garrett comes over with Mike McMahon and Plough.
Plough is taking McMahon.
And poor Larry Plough, he took the sucker punch from Butters, and I think that's what infuriated Al Smith, Bill.
It sure is.
Always wanted a piece of Butters in that fray. But how Glassbell can make rhyme the reason of this fight, he'll need Kissinger and the entire UN peacekeeping force to make some sense out of this.